are the dark songs at the, what are we, the intense epic songs at the end of the set. I didn't do a good job of this, making this order tonight, but. So I guess we'll do this and then we can do a bunch of jumping jacks or something to shake it all off. I wrote this after I got a letter from a man named Herman Wallace. He was one of three African-American men in prison down in Angola, Louisiana. He was part of three people called the Angola Three. And they were famously put into solitary confinement after a prison riot where a guard got killed, and they were blamed for the murder. And they are all three out now, which is great. But Herman has passed away, and but Albert Woodfox got out this, I guess, 2 years ago now. And because a lot of people did a lot of hard work on that to get those guys out. So I got a letter from Herman, and he had been in solitary when he wrote me the letter for about 35 years. And he was working from inside the walls to create change on behalf of other people, which was cool, to create change for other people in the world. And then I read a book called The New Jim Crow, and that's when I could write the song, because he sent me a letter and said, I'm asking all these different musicians to write about this, and it took me a few years, at least, to kind of figure out how to do that, and that book led me, The New Jim Crow, led me to that, to how to do it, so, okay, that's what this is about. One of the things he said in his letter was that they were, you know, they were organizing for better prison conditions, and because down there it was kind of like a run like a plantation. It used to be a plantation. Angola was a slave plantation, and then it was turned into a prison. And the FBI and the CIA said they needed to come down on these guys to prevent the rise of the Black Messiah. And I thought, well, there's something. So I used a lot of Herman's kind of images from the letter to help write too. They called you the rise of the Black Messiah, like so many boys before you. And there'll be more to follow. Threatening and hard to swallow. Thank you. From spreading the word, the gospel of freedom and the black man.